In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome back to the Gateway. Last time, my visit to 1944 was cut short when General Attis came and yanked me back to present day. He was furious that Itzhak Bentov had come out of hiding to help me. Sadly, his efforts to keep Itzhak safe failed. Bentov and several of his decoys were taken simultaneously. General Attis ordered Monroe and I to focus on finding Itzhak before his captors could extract all of his secrets. A cryptic phone message from my mother got my attention, which led me to call her care facility.
Mrs. McDonald's room.
Nurse Williams? Wayne McDonald here. Is she awake now?
Still resting, I'm afraid.
The friend that she said visited her, did she mention a name?
Oh, yes, over and over. A guy named Isaac?
Could it have been... Never mind. Did you put the call through for her? I was hoping you'd call my number at the base, my answering service.
That's the funny thing. She remembered your number, dialed it herself. Probably hasn't changed in years, huh?
Not exactly. Thanks again, nurse.
Sitting next to her phone was a complete World War II uniform, complete with a flak jacket. My name already sewn on. Whatever other agendas she had, Fields wanted me alive.
His technique involves identifying fundamental problems which the individual wishes to see solved, filling his expanded awareness with his perception of these problems, and then projecting them out into the universe. In this way, the individual enlists the assistance of what Monroe Institute calls his higher self, in other words, his expanded consciousness. To interact with the universal hologram to obtain the information required to solve the problem. This approach may be used to solve personal difficulties, technical problems in the realm of physics, mathematics, etc., practical administrative problems, and so on. Responses to the problem-solving technique may be received almost immediately, but often they come based on developing intuition over the next 2 or 3 days. Frequently, the response comes in the form of a sudden, holistic perception in which the individual suddenly finds that he simply knows the answer. Many of my early missions started with me walking around a seemingly abandoned factory, empty white spaces, empty white light and silence. I tried again to use the Hemisync program. Monroe's tapes still had power. I was walking through a diffused Kodachrome glow of nothingness in the factory. I decided to try to find Sunset Acres on Staten Island, the place my mother had run into a mysterious friend of mine named Isaac. It took a while, but I ultimately found Sunset Acres. At first, I could only see the usual sea of white, of nothingness. But then I concentrated on my mother, on her love for me, the smell of Sunday morning breakfasts when I was a boy, her tears of pride when I graduated from West Point, the 5-minute hug I got the first time I came back from battle. I thought about the person who loved me more than anyone else on Earth. And with that thought, I saw a beacon. It was her. I went toward the beacon. As I got closer, I recognized the tall oaks lining the driveway of her facility. I floated down and wandered the grounds and made my way to her building. At first, I saw no one. But then I saw an entity floating in the hallway. An entity with an odd East European accent. Itzhak Bentov. Mr. Bentov?
Possibly. Who is inquiring?
Lieutenant Colonel McDonald.
Indeed. Whew. A relief.
Are you all right? What happened to you? Where are you?
One should concentrate on a single inquiry in a given moment. Your reference, my actual physical body, I believe. Not just mental presence, correct?
People are very concerned. Where are you?
In point of fact, I do not know where I am currently. I believe I am being held in a secure facility of some sort, but I can't be certain of my physical reality.
Sir, we are extremely motivated to locate you.
I maintain some interest in that as well. But I simply have no direct knowledge of the location.
Okay. What do you remember?
I was with you at the lab. There was a hubbub where General Eddie showed up. He cleared the room and I was ordered to a helicopter.
Do you know what city you landed in?
I was walking quickly to the helipad when I found myself here.
To come see my mother? This is her nursing care home.
I did not consciously choose this place. Is that her I've been speaking with?
Oh, a lovely woman.
Yes, but she has severe Alzheimer's. She thinks you are really and truly here, in person.
Indeed, and I believed this manifestation was your creation.
How can that be? It's a real place.
Yet, I felt you here before you came. It has your energy. Perhaps because of her feeling toward you and your recent visit.
We should go visit her.
Let's not. And please stop talking to her. It causes her great confusion. She had an episode today because of this.
In your mind, you are visiting a safe place. I must have sensed that somehow I was removed from my conscience world. They retreated into your safe place.
I don't think it could be that simple.
Nothing ever is. I imagine you agree. Can you use your energy balloon to ascend the levels?
Enough with the word puzzles. I need to know how to find you.
And I would like nothing more than to tell you. But all I know is that I walked out of your facility and am now existing in this place.
How can you be here and...
It's like I took a nap on the helicopter and am dreaming this. A dream I can navigate, but not wake from.
How are we to find you?
How did you find my consciousness here?
My mother called the Institute with a message from you. The tricky part was finding this place in the gateway, but I concentrated on her feelings for me.
I was amazed to discover the connection.
Can you try to use the same process? Concentrate on your own life. Think of your being, your physical body.
Okay. I am going to try.
Sir? Mr. Bentoff!
And with that, he vanished. I had no control over his appearance in my gateway travels. I came to realize he didn't have much either. But we were learning. I waited at Sunset Acres for a while, hoping he would come back. I eventually gave up and returned to the lab. He is exposed for the first time to the hemisync sound frequencies and is encouraged to focus on and develop a perception of and appreciation for those feelings which accompany the synchronization of brainwaves that results. Next comes the technique of progressive and systematic physical relaxation. While the hemisync frequencies are expanded to include additional forms of pink and white noise designed to put the physical body at the virtual threshold of sleep, as well as to calm the left hemisphere of the mind while raising the right hemisphere to a state of heightened attentiveness. Once all of this is achieved, the participant is invited to envisage creation of an energy balloon, comprised of an energy flow beginning at the center of the top of the head and extending down in all directions to the feet.
Excuse me, is this going to be on the test?
I believe so.
I have to take notes.
And it will be closed book. The energy involved in this flow then proceeds up through the body and back out into the balloon pattern again.
This is incredible. You found him already.
Not really. To be accurate, he found me by finding my mother and getting her to call me. And we still have no idea where his physical body is.
But you reasoned out a way to find him, to find your mother's facility. Brilliant, by the way. Whoever the enemy is, they would have great difficulty following his thoughts to her facility.
But I'm not sure how to do that again.
You need to work on how to locate your own body here in Virginia. There must be a homing signal or something. Then teach him how to locate his.
Was he in pain?
I don't know. He seemed to have no connection whatsoever to his current physical reality.
They probably have him sedated. They don't know that Gateway works while he's unconscious. We need to keep that info in this room. If they find out, they may be forced to kill him.
I think you're right. We keep this quiet for now. I'll tell General Addis in person.
I have to answer to people.
Some of whom were clearly part of the conspiracy to take Itzhak. If he shows up in a ditch because you failed to act prudently, what happens to your funding?
I could possibly wait a day or two.
Enough time for me to find him again and get a better idea where they took him. And get the word to the general.
Should we consult Dr. Alexander?
Only if you want Itzhak returning in a body bag.
Who is Dr. Alexander?
He works at this facility.
He's frequently in our VD clinic.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
I could sense some drama here. I decided I'd ask Nurse Fields later. There was a secret. I just wasn't convinced it was an important one. I was wrong.
Did you see your mother when you were there with Itzhak?
No, but I didn't look either. She's confused enough as it is. I can't add to that.
It's very interesting to note that she seems to be able to access the upper gateway levels without any training or effort.
Well, only because she can't always identify real reality. It's accidental and incidental to my presence.
And still quite intriguing. Possibly a breakthrough. I mean, is there any chance
she
we could...
She is not going to become your lab rat. No contact with her or her doctors. Do you understand? I just asked Bentov to avoid her as well. She's fragile.
I understand your trepidation, but I absolutely will have to report where and how you found Bentov.
Are you completely certain it's truly Itzhak?
Should I have checked his ID?
You know what I mean. I'd hate for you to report this to the general and have it turn out to be nothing but a coding dream.
Yeah. It certainly felt like I was talking to the real Bentov.
Your construct of Bentov would naturally conform to your impression of him. Standard confirmation bias.
Excuse me?
It'd be easy for you to convince yourself to see things you expected to see.
How can we be sure?
You have to ask him a question that he would easily know the answer to, but you, McDonald, would not.
His date of birth or an old phone number?
Hold on. Phone number. Somehow my mother called this lab, even though I never gave her the number. Bentov must have given it to her.
Pretty good sign it was really him.
Make it a certainty. His birthday and birthplace would be enough. I assume you don't know them.
Ready to go back?
Let's do it.
All right.
It's Parsons. A message for me at Fort Meade.
Nurse?
A phone? Here in the lab?
I had it wired here. No bell, just a light. It won't disturb you.
Lieutenant Colonel McDonald, can I have your verification code?
Whiskey Foxtrot 3831.
You just received a call from a Robert Allen. He said Isaac is in trouble and that you need to look for him near Baton Rouge.
But, Robbie, are you sure that was the name?
Quite certain. Robert Allen.
Did you record him?
No, sir. That isn't protocol for your messages.
Well, it is now. You're in a room full of tape recorders. Dedicate one to all my future calls. I want them recorded.
Yes, sir.
And, thank you, Captain Parsons.
Yes.
Someone claiming to be my long-dead friend gave us a tip on where to find Itzhak. Let's get me to the headphones.
We meant well, but it didn't go well. You'll need to check out the next episode for details on that. But I can give you some hints. I meant to go looking in Baton Rouge, but that isn't where I ended up. And the entity I met there wasn't Itzhak Bentov. Not even close. See you next time, here at the Gateway.
We need to pick up a few things. We need to grab Cam reading the some of the Ted Monroe stuff.
Yes.
Sean graces us with his presence.
You were doing fabulous, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
And so, Cam, this is, you know, when they put the headphones on? When they put the headphones on, I'm going to have a little pre-recorded material that you have. It'll play in and then fade out under music. So just give me a little more than I need as, you know, I mean.
Is this narrative? Or?
This is your character basically directing through the program, kind of, right?
It's the actual tape. So the guy, he puts on the headphones for audio, and this is what helps him get in. Relax and think of a sunny. It's what he's hearing when he puts on the headphones, and I'm not going to use the whole thing. But
you're almost being hypnotic. You're saying,
So use that voice.
You're calming someone into this experience, helping them achieve
my hypnotic
the states of consciousness. Oh, yes.
Or the shit out of me.
Easily done.
That's right. This is Monroe's hypnotic recording.
Okay. Wish me luck, people.
Godspeed.
What can you expect from the Gateway experience? As much or as little as you put into it. The exercises provide you with a set of tools. How you use them and what you do with them is your responsibility. Some discover themselves for the first time and thus live more completely, more constructively. Others reach levels of awareness so profound that only one such experience is enough for a lifetime. Still others become seekers after truth and add ongoing adventure to their daily activity. There is only one basis that you seriously consider the Gateway affirmation at the least a possibility, that you are more than your physical body, that you can and do exist in energy systems that are not limited to time-space, that you can and do communicate with intelligence beyond your physical consciousness, call it what you will. The Gateway affirmation. I am more than my physical body. Because I am more than physical matter, I deeply desire to expand, to experience, to know, to understand, to control, to use such greater energies and energy systems as may be beneficial and constructive to me and to those near and close to me. Also, I deeply desire the help and cooperation, the assistance, the understanding of those individuals whose wisdom, development, and experience are equal or greater than my own. What is Hemisync?
Great, one more time.
Amen.
Thank you, Cam. Are we going to get Pasha to do it a bit? Great. And then we'll have Zeke do the trailer.
Oh, Cam, you are wrapped.
Damn, okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Like, so this is what I was telling you. Wow.
We'll see
it's
you in the
it's a lot of the same words, but again, you're never going to be front and center. This isn't going to be the only thing you hear.
Thank you.
Okay, I think he's ready. All right, settle.
They couldn't get
Sean Charma.
Yeah, Sean.
Sean Charma.
I know.
It's a tool for your use. Allow it to change and return to it. Whatever you wish during the exercise to place inside any new destruction. Affirmation focuses your intention and attention. You may use the words as spoken in the exercise. modify them to maximize personal relevance and significance, or substitute your own version. Experiment. Make it yours. Breathe only slightly deeper than you normally would, and as you inhale, imagine pulling sparkling, vibrant energy into all parts of your body. Allow it to move gently around in your head as you hold your breath. Try releasing tired, stale energy through the soles of your feet with each exhalation. You can return at any time to full walking consciousness by simply breathing normally, opening your eyes, or moving the fingers of your right hand. Focus 10 is a level in which your mind remains awake and alert while your body sleeps calmly and comfortably. Follow the instructions, focusing upon and then totally releasing each body part. Your body knows how to do this and to look with your closed eyes as you move towards profound relaxation.
Nice job.
That was awesome. Should we do a group photo and then Zeke, should we get a picture of everyone, and do you mind shooting those trailers real quick? Yeah, no problem. I just have a 30 second to 60 second rock and roll. Why don't we hop out in the back courtyard and we'll take a quick pic cast photo, and then you can all, with the exception of Zeke, go on your merry way. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
Sean. You
Oh yeah, good point. If you want to take the binders, you can. If you actually use them, if you're just gonna like waste them, then leave them for us.
I'm gonna waste mine anyway.
Take it.
Waste
it. Yeah, I'll take your
letter.
Great job,
man.
Okay, yeah,
great.
Thank you, sir. Binder waster. Thank you. Great. Fantastic. Thank you. All right, in the back, everybody. Come on, Basha. Aye, aye. Where should I? Or not lose my career.
It's coming.
I need some name credit. So
it's
what we're going
to
do...
The role that'll do it, though.
Exactly.
This is a 30-second promo, and they just have two different endings we're going to read as well. So we're going to do it all solid like this, and then you're just going to read this sentence, and you're going to read that sentence.
Okay.
And then the same thing with this 60-second. We'll just do that one all the way through, and then just do this last sentence as well.
Okay.
What are we doing with the...
And have fun, you know.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.